poll, nearly 6 in 10 Arizona voters turned off by pro-amnesty politicians. By John Binder on November 19, 2021. The majority of likely voters in Arizona say they are less likely to support politicians who vote for President Joe Biden's amnesty for illegal aliens slipped into his Build Back Better Act budget reconciliation package, a new survey reveals. The latest Rasmussen Report survey shows that nearly 6 in 10 likely voters in Arizona are less likely to back lawmakers who support the amnesty plan that will provide work permits and driver's licenses to about 7 million illegal aliens. Less than 25% of likely voters in Arizona said they would be more likely to back a politician that supported the amnesty. On Friday, House Democrats passed the $1.75 trillion Build Back Better Act, with the amnesty included, sending the legislation to the Senate. Democrats have purposefully slipped a number of their policy initiatives into the reconciliation package because it only needs majority support and cannot be filibustered. The survey also found that the majority of likely voters in Arizona are opposed to giving amnesty to illegal aliens. About 57% of voters said they do not support amnesty, while a minority of 37% said they supported the amnesty. More than 6 in 10 Arizona likely voters said such an amnesty would only encourage more illegal immigration to their state, while just 32% said it won't make much difference. The survey comes as Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, faces re-election next year, and Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, is almost certain to face a Republican challenger in 2024. Their support for the amnesty could be a turning point for voters. Meanwhile, the overwhelming majority of likely voters in Arizona seemingly want to return to strict border controls enacted by former President Trump that were gutted by the Biden administration. 64% of likely voters in Arizona, for instance, said they believe border crossers and illegal aliens should be immediately returned to Mexico rather than being released into the United States interior. Less than 3 in 10 said they backed the catch and release process. By the end of the year, Biden's administration expects more than 2 million illegal aliens to have arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border. Already, more than 500,000 to 600,000 border crossers have been released into the U.S. interior since January. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.